today at the round table.
Are you sure you want to do this, Groudon?
You don't know me or my weaknesses. Fight me, Kyogre.
Get connected with a Scotia the Soche.
Get some structure in your life and build a house with some studs and duds.
Go on a journey through all Pokemon as we random rank them.
Share some best of the below average knowledge, PvP, UVB.
And more in this week's episode of the Roundtable Chat Talk. Hello, trainers, and welcome to another episode of your mom's favorite podcast, the Roundtable Chat Talk, where everyone has a seat at the table. We are the best of the below average. Your hosts, Old Johnny One Ball.
Shadow Prime 34. I was reading the notes.
We are here. We want to start off with some thank yous to our Patreon family. Thanks for keeping us going, keeping these lights on, and keeping what we think is a good show going.
Yay.
If you exist in the Patreon right now, you are in the Trainer Ash tier. That is the $1 tier. You can join in, be a part of the fam, hang out with us. We got some cool stuff coming, but we also have new tiers. You can join the Champion Cynthia tier for $5, which has its own level of goodies. And if you really want to go all the way up to the dude that I think is the baddest in the land, the Professor Oak tier. That is our $10 and up tier. There are some goodies that come along with that as well. We are still knocking out some of those details, tails, if you will. And you will see that all very shortly coming up soon. If you'd like to join in and be one of the other tiers and you're already a member, you can move yourself. We just can't move you, which is why the tiers took so long. If you are in the Champion Cynthia or above tier, we have some dope new stuff coming for you starting this month. Mm-hmm. So we'll be putting some things out there. We'll be putting some huge cups, some videos, some extras, and all sorts of other goodies. But stay tuned for some dope things.
You know we had to do it to
them. We gotta do it to them.
Have to.
And if you want to check out the website along with the merch store, you can find both of those at roundtablechattot.com, where other new things will be coming.
And things have, yeah.
That's right. Well, things are there, but more is coming.
More.
Let's do a quick roundtable chat. What are your thoughts on this wonder ticket that we have going on this season?
I haven't really had thoughts on them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, get it, move on.
It'll exist, yeah. I think I'm in the same boat. For $10, and you know, this is our hobby, so, you know, spend some cash, some moolah, if you will. Dude, is that a Miltank in here?
Hey.
Whitney!
Whitney, stop!
Whitney,
please, with the rollout!
Leave me alone!
Defense girl.
Oh, my gosh. That thing was stupid.
Yeah.
I think the big question comes from, are you willing to pay for something you don't know is coming? Well, you know it's coming. You don't know the details of what's coming.
Looking at it from a casual player standpoint, because at one point in our lives, we were casual players.
Cash, dude.
Yeah.
Cashmere's even.
Cashmere players, as the layman calls it. There was a point because like I was like one of the poses, it was when Reggie Gigas came.
Reginald Gigas, yes.
Yeah, Reginald Gigas, and they had that super sweet pose, and it was $14. I was like, I'm not giving this company my money. Are you joking? And then the pose was really cool, and I'm like,
and
oh,
now you don't have it.
No, I don't have it. And I won't ever have it unless they decide to bring it back.
Hey, bring it back. Hey, come on, what are you doing?
Hear me, Niantic.
Are you listening to the show, Niantic?
Yeah. You should.
John Hankey, you hear me?
Hey.
Ed Wu, what are you doing right now? Except listening to me.
Yeah,
bring it back,
Michael Stronka.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, come on.
Hey, come on.
Also, since we got you on the phone, you guys please. Sorry, I'll save my rant. I'll save
just,
it.
You know, while you're here,
I'll save it. Okay, there are 133 species of normal type Pokemon.
There's only 104 days of summer vacation.
School comes along just to end it. Out of the Pokemon that I caught today, I caught 33 Lillipup.
Correct. How many Pokemon did you catch at all?
I did not look at that. I should have checked on that, but I got another shiny one. Was it yesterday?
I think it was today. unless you took a photo of it yesterday.
No, yeah,
and sent it to me today.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, because I was like, I beg you, Niantic.
I'm living in the past, baby.
Yeah. So I bring back Slakoth. I'm okay with that thing. Dunsparce exists.
I caught a Dunsparce on my daily adventure instance today.
Hey, a Moltres ran from me on mine.
Hey.
I was like, oh.
Are you still missing that one?
Yep. Still.
Tomorrow.
And I tried to catch it because it was 14, like 70 something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I can catch this. But my ball got to it first.
I also did 3 routes and got no cells today.
Oh.
So that's weird.
As I did 3, got 2.
You get 2.
But so moral of the story is, hashtag let Lillipup rest. Plug it in every episode. I beg you. let the dog rest. I'm tired, boss.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
But,
sorry.
We have them on the phone, I don't know how to feel about it. I do like that there's a bit of mystery, you know, like a little blue X-Men, a little Mystique, you know?
Oh.
That's free.
Done this in a long while. I'm leaving.
7 minutes. We did it.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, I like a little mystery. I know that for $10, for the entire season of things is probably savings.
It feels a lot better than past season did. It was January.
Yeah.
Like $5, but, $7.
But if it was like $20 and we got that and Expedition for all 3 months,
yeah,
I'd be on that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd give you $30 for that. The more gifts.
Ten per month
for Expedition, which includes the Wonder Ticket. You would get 3 months of Expedition access, which was already $15.
Yeah.
And then this thing for 10. I'll throw a fiver in there.
Fair.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like the right amount of cost per thing for the Wonder Ticket, but that also remains to be seen. I finished Ticket Part 1 in like a day.
Really? I'm still working on it. Doing the whole incense thing.
I want you to get better.
Yeah, you're right. This guy gets it.
As another show says, get good.
You know who.
BTW.
A beginner and a winner.
The PvP podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's my thought on it. I feel like it's a fine value.
Yeah.
Because even if it's 3 poi poles, which it won't be. But I'm not mad at that. Hey, we should save ours for a lucky trade. You can trade them.
You can?
Yeah.
Nice.
What did you get your CP?
Oh, mine's garbage.
Okay, mine's garbage too.
Yeah, I don't know why I set it as my buddy, but I'm like, I'm in too deep now. I can't just switch it.
Here's garbage. Mine's garbage. Garbage.
Your garbage, my garbage. Yeah.
What are your final thoughts on the Wonder Ticket style? We've never had it before. X money for X plus ? Amount of items.
It feels a little bit loot boxy.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of that.
Niantic's been loot box busted by the EU before.
Yeah, and I feel like they're like walking that fine line. Like, here is like House Atreides, and I'm like over here. Go watch Dune. Dune's an incredible movie.
Are we Dune in the episode? Are we Dune in it today?
We had to Dune it too.
Dude, we had to Dune it to him. Two. Dune 2.
Dune it. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like this like walking the line. If it was like a consistent like, hey, you give us $10, you'll get a daily single incubator, exclusive research, like just like nothing like crazy. Like, oh, you're gonna get elite TMs. Like, give me another incubator, a raid pass and some stardust, a lucky egg.
Yeah, I kind of missed the expedition thing.
Yeah.
I missed that. I was looking forward to it.
It was pretty handy, yeah.
I liked it.
So just like one of those, but like this, I'm like, oh, I get a hat that I won't wear.
Correct. We'll never wear that thing.
I'm not doing it. And then some poison type Pokemon.
That's right.
Thing, but
it's a good one though, but yeah. we should lucky trade that thing.
Yeah. Let's even get a good Naganadel. It's like poison dragon, right?
Najanadol. It's poison something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It'd be poison.
I'm more of a Blacephalon guy.
E.
Love that thing. Sorry, DeFi. The vitriol that I heard from that lady based on Blacephalon was
Don't be liking it.
Poisonous, dude.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, poison, yeah. Because venom versus poison.
Who?
Venom.
There you go. So, yeah, just a couple quick thoughts on the Wonder Ticket. I'm not mad at it. I appreciate that it is an entire season's worth of ticket. So, that's my final thought.
Nice.
But let's do a roundtable check-in, because we haven't done any of those in a while.
Yeah.
What are you watching right now?
Nothing currently.
Oh, I have a recommendation.
What?
You should rewatch Parasite before the live-action movie comes to Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That was a quick little 12-episode watch. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm rewatching that now.
With Miggy.
Dude, love Miggy. Yeah. Shinichi.
Yeah.
Shinichi.
The whole, like super, like, mono... Well, not mono, like a flat affect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shinichi, what love are you Miggy. Doing? Yeah. He's like, what? No, over here. No.
It is our best benefit to work together, Shinichi.
So good.
Dude, love Miggy.
Yeah.
And then Avi and I are actually watching Resident Alien on Netflix. Super funny.
Nice.
Like, and I don't usually, I'm like, oh, yeah, the comedy show is so funny. I laughed all the time. I actually laughed a couple times at this.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, because I don't laugh at a whole lot unless it's us.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, Resident Alien, nice quick watch.
Yeah.
Well, it feels quick, even though it's like 45-plus minute episodes.
Oh.
And it's really funny. And, you know, we stan Alan Tudyk in this house.
Alan Tudyk is great.
Dude, he is the man. He's so funny.
Yeah.
They apparently, because it's based on a Dark Horse comic, Bulls. And apparently the alien in that was pretty serious.
Yeah.
But they were like,
let's shake up the nest.
We can't waste Alan Tudyk's abilities. And so they made him like more comedic sometimes. Yeah. It's really good.
Nice.
That's what we're watching right now. Yeah. So I got one for me and one for we.
Nice. I like it.
That's right.
I haven't watched it because I've been doing a bunch of Helldivers.
Mm-hmm.
The game is just so stupid and I love it.
Have you tried that hugging thing that's out now?
Yeah. it's so stupid.
Sounds stupid if it works.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's very propaganda-y.
I mean, it is Starship Troopers.
It's literally Starship Troopers.
To a point.
Yeah. Or Starship Troopers or the Resistance from Terminator. But
I don't think I've seen a full Terminator movie.
Hot take. I've only seen like the first and half of the second.
How is that
one.
A take? That's you know what? I'm going to say it. The Minions for middle-aged people. Say it. I said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the Minions movies. They're kind of funny.
I got a hot take for you. Kung Fu Panda movies are great.
Dude, I got a hot take for you. Jurassic Park was amazing.
Fantastic.
Who's gonna argue about that? You know what? I'm going to say it. Hot take. Pokemon's the number one IP in the world. There, I said it. You know what?
I'm going to say it. You Pikachu know what? Is probably one of the most recognized Pokemon.
You know what? I'm going to say it. Ash, stronger than a regular human.
Yeah. Dude, that's a hot take.
It's a hot take, dude. You know what? I'm going to say it. Misty had a Pokemon called Staryu. Believe me now, hear me later. It's a hot take, dude.
This is our new segment called Take, where we just tell you facts.
We got takes, dude. Pikachu, yellow.
He's yellow, based off a rat.
Electric type.
Yeah.
Hot take, dude.
Hot take.
Speaking of hot takes, I texted you something today, and I think the people need to know about it. So the grunt that says, do you know how hot fire Pokemon breath can get? And the answer is, it depends. Are they going ha or whoo?
Are you using your whoo breath or your ha breath?
It really matters because whoo breath is not that hot. It's cool, actually, on account of the molecules.
Yeah.
Science.
Molecules.
Cool. Yeah, dude.
You see the way I stumbled over everything?
Hot take,
that?
Dude. There's molecules in this room right now. They're here with us, dude.
You cool it with all these hot takes.
Hey, I'm just saying. Karangutan knows about science, and I also know about real science. I got hot take. I got cool takes, dude. Hey. Ice is alive.
Ice is alive.
Rocks are flaccid until you touch them. Everybody knows this, and no one can prove it.
Yeah.
can't prove it.
Unless you, drop it.
If it is touched, it is become solid.
What does a soft rock look like?
A regular rock. It tenses up when you touch it.
is.
Yeah, huh. You'll never know. No one can prove it.
You
hit me with some science, people. I know AWOL Spaceman's in medical school. Maybe he knows.
Yeah.
He probably agrees with me, though. He's not a rock doctor.
A rocker.
He's a regular doctor. Like a normal one.
Yeah. A rocker.
To be determined. To be doctermined.
Oh, he'll do it.
Well, yeah, but I don't know, like, what discipline.
Oh.
I'm not worried, but I know he's going to do it.
Yeah. Rocks.
A paleontologist? I've seen the lab coat.
No, those are bones.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, a paleontologist is a bone doctor.
No, that's an osteoporologist.
Technically, they both go to the same, like, 101 class in college.
Is it? Is it the same 101?
Bones.
AWOL Spaceman, I need you to tell me if there are any paleontologists in your 101 level med courses that you took probably 5 years ago.
For bone doctor time.
The people need to know. Bone doctor, you stupid. That's a dinosaurologist. What are you talking about, dude?
Okay, so...
Because pre-dinosaur, there weren't any bones. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, bones that start... That was like, what, 1914?
At least... Here's an actual fact. Based on the discovery of dinosaur bones and the timeline in which it happened, George Washington didn't have a clue about dinosaurs.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex. A who?
A what? No, the teeth thing. A what?
A what?
What did you say?
What did he say?
Yeah, but no, that's an actual timological fact.
Timological?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is a time doctor. Timology. And spaceology, dude.
Palkia and Dialga.
Doctors.
Look at us. Niantic, hire us.
We can write your blog posts. We're blogters.
The time doctor and the space doctor.
Wouldn't that just be like Doctor Who and Doctor Who?
Yeah.
I know stuff about doctors.
Doctor Who and Doctor When?
Well, why? Doctor Where? Doctor Where and Doctor What? And sometimes Doctor Why.
Doctor Why. And sometimes Why.
You know what I saw today that has very little to do with this other than I don't want to forget it? If you take out all the consonants in Celine Dion's name, it's the same lyrics as Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
C-L...
C-E-L-I-N-E-E-I-E, Dion, I-O.
Oh. Okay.
I know.
Huh.
So what I'm hearing is Canadians are farmers confirmed.
We are farmers.
Farm doctor. The medicine woman.
Pharmacy.
Dude, it's the same. I'm thinking we're back.
We're back.
Let's go to some studs and duds and become house doctors. Dr. House. He was a construction doctor.
He built houses when they were sick.
He knew about the foundations. Everything is connected. Hey.
Snap back to reality.
Oh, there goes gravity. Isaac Newton, the doctor of gravity.
He fixed it.
No, he invented it.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
That's right.
Or like those TikToks. Running was invented. No, the yelling was invented in like 1814. People in 1813. Hey, get back here. That's mine. You can't take that.
Dumb. Let's do duds first.
Duds.
I didn't get a shiny Helioptile like I wanted during the charged up event.
For now.
He's a time doctor. He knows the future.
I do be knowing the future.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
What about you? Give me a dud.
Lillipup. I'm tired of it. I can't. Like, literally, me complaining. This is like multiple times of me complaining about it, and I'm still got another one.
Call him the quick brown fox because he's over the dog.
Woo, look at you.
Lyric doctor.
That was your a lyrical miracle.
Dude, I just came up with that on the spot.
Yeah. On the spot. Ah,
that's right, dude.
This guy. I hate it, but this guy.
Fido. what about a stud?
I got a stud? Shiny Vulpix today.
Nice.
Yeah.
The regular or the Alolan?
Regular.
Nice.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
It's a fire shiny, dude.
It's lit.
10.
Leo.
Oh. That too. I finally got a shiny Joltik because I chose Joltik for my charged up research day because I wasn't getting away from that day without a shiny Joltik. and then it worked out great because I also got a Hundo Joltik.
Hey.
They're separate, unfortunately.
We put them together and what have we got?
Too many legs. What about a current build? What are you building right now?
I should be building my Landorus for Master League.
True.
But I just haven't because Poipole's a fun buddy.
It's true.
But I might have to give him the hot, like, sit on the bench.
Poipole or Landorus?
Poipole.
Okay.
Because Landorus and Zygarde need to be built.
Fair.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. I actually was. I was like, Landorus. Land R Us. Like Toys R Us or Babies R Us, but it's a Home Depot. Anyway, let's do some news from Wii's. Well, Wii's. The good news is this item is very split in half. Do you want water or ground?
Ground.
All right. So, coming up, we have Primal Kyogre and Primal Groudon unleashing the elements worldwide for new raid day events. Pretty excited.
Mm-hmm.
Raid Day Primal Kyogre, Sunday, March 17th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time, so more like raid 3 hours. Event bonuses, Primal Kyogre will appear more frequently in raids, received up to 5 additional free raid passes from spinning gym photo discs, increased chance to encounter shiny Kyogre, and the raid limit for remotes will be increased from increased to 20 from Saturday, March 16th at 5 p.m., to Sunday, March 17th at 8 p.m. So, if you have friends around the world, have them send you raids. There is a $5 event ticket that you can get for Sunday, March 17th from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. 8 additional raid passes from spinning gym photo discs. Increased chance to get Rare Candy XL from raid battles. 50% more XP from raid battles. And 2x Stardust for raid battles. So, that is US $5. Wherever you are, it will be that cost. And tickets cannot be purchased with Poke Coins. Any questions?
Is there like a spring event that's going to be happening around this time? Because this is a random choice.
That is a great question. If you'll read the next one, I will double check what's going on seasonally.
Copy.
Wait, they got rid of the calendar, didn't they?
They put it out on like the blog thingy, the info thing on Twitter or Insta.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Like this.
Let me find out about an event because I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, I was like, huh? Okay, so we have Raid Day Primal Groudon, my boy. Primal Groudon will appear more frequently in raids. So you can receive, this is on March 23rd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. You can receive 5 additional free raid passes for spinning gym photo discs. Get increased chance to encounter a shiny Groudon. And the remote raid limit will also be increased to 20 on Friday, March 22nd to Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. And then you can also get another $5 ticket the equivalent price tier in your currency. These bonuses will be effective on Saturday from 2 p.m. to 10. So you can get 8 additional raid passes from spinning photo discs at gyms. Increased chance to get Rare Candy XL from raid battles. 50% more XP from raid battles and double the Stardust from raid battles. So that's interesting.
The only thing I can find that's close is on the 16th is Litten Calm Day.
Really?
Yeah. So 16th Litten, 17th Kyogre. Yeah?
Huh.
May be some more. Also, I've been doing some research.
Search and research?
I figured out what biome we're in here.
Ooh.
We're in the cities biome and the forests biome and the mountains biome. We are in all of them. Not beaches and water, at least not near where we are in the Feet Hills. Also, we're in the Northern Hemisphere.
You did it. You called it the Feet Hills.
You getting all high-heeled and mighty over there.
Dude,
that was the Tim Curry laugh from Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, what?
Mine wasn't as good.
That's pretty good.
Dude, you want to watch Muppet Treasure Island sometime?
I'm not Jimmy.
He's Jimmy. To the Northwest Dirty Dishes. How does she do that? I'll wash.
So good.
I'll dry. I'll break.
I think it's still one of my favorite like lines from a Muppet movie. Was it Muppets Take Manhattan, I think? And then the opening credits and they're in the hot air balloon. You know what? I want to try this without the balloon. What? Plummeting?
Yeah. Or stop the presses.
Yeah. What was it? Well, I just wanted to yell that.
Taxi!
Oh, this is very effective.
Dude.
Yeah, it's great when it works.
We should watch Muppet movies.
I'm in.
But first, I got even bigger news than watching Muppet movies. Players can now participate in official Pokemon Go events, including Pokemon Go Challenges and Pokemon Go Cups. Where, you may ask? Pokemon Go players in Oceania can now take part in sanctioned events at local organized play retail locations. Like the Pokemon TCG events already taking place at these locations, Pokemon Go events offer players an opportunity to meet other members of the community, develop skills, and win prizes and travel awards. So, we are now able, not we, because, you know, the distance, and unlike Hercules, I will not go.
You literally, like, ripped that out. I was like, I can go, like Hercules, oh.
Great news for our battler friends in Oceania. You can now get more points, which is awesome because there were very few points to be gotten for championship series. So go get them. But are you ready for a live special trade? Which is a secret because we have not planned this. All right. Now, we got the news. We're going to do a live special trade, which is a surprise to us both because we didn't actually plan this one out. So, what do you say that we hit them with a random legendary?
Oh, you know I got to do it to him.
Dude, I'm going to do it to him. All right. I'm going to pick... You know what? I don't know. Hold on. Oh, no, that's not going to work because you traded those to me. I think I know. Here we go. All right, so we're jumping into a special trade, and I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to make it a decent one. Boom. I got you a Reshiram.
Yeah. Well, I got your picture. I'm going to move in. I got your picture.
Dude, we got emo night this week.
Oh, I'm so ready. My body is ready.
My soul is ready. Dude, you remember in Dune 2 when Josh Brolin was like, fine, I'll do it myself? Dude, you remember that? When he was like, Muad'Dib, fine, I'll do it myself.
Muad'Dib. Oh, that movie was so good. Oh my gosh. Like, it's still cooking. Dude, I saw it earlier today.
Dude, you know what we should tell each other at the end?
Stuff. Things. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Dude.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. You guys couldn't see it.
I got that roar of Tim, dude. I'm Tim! I think.
I'm Tim!
I think that's correct. How'd yours turn out?
Ooh. 6. 14. 6.
Oh, interesting. Mine came out to 10. 7. 15.
Okay.
It'll do something. It will exist in my boxes.
It will be there. Just holding down the fort.
That's right. So he traded me a Dialgo with Roar of Tim, and I hit him with the Reshiram.
I found the March event thingy.
There's a March event thingy? Tell me about it. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, da-da.
Also, yesterday, March 4th, it's the only date that's bossy.
Why?
Because you're just like March 4th.
No.
Go.
No.
Go March 4th.
May 4th.
May 4th?
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge of the 5th.
And
Revenge of
movie
the
6.
The 6. The 6. The 6. Sorry, movie. Back.
Okay.
Yeah. Tapu Koko. We get Shadow Mewtwo again.
For one weekend only.
Yeah. Also, can we just have regular Mewtwo?
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a shiny shadow, do you?
I don't.
Mm.
That was a bad weekend.
That was a great weekend. I did
you,
awesome.
You got great ones. I'm over here getting 6-1-0. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I'll go around on those.
Yeah.
Shotgun this time, though. I think it's the driver magic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Tapu's coming back, and then Reggie Ice for some reason.
And I don't know if we've covered it yet, but the Tapus that are coming back, which in this case is Tapu Koko and Tapu Lele, are getting Nature's Madness, which is nice. Ooh, yeah.
Fairy-type move.
So when Tapu Fini, when that comes...
Tapu
Fini!
No!
Yes!
It took forever! I just got my Tapu Fini! Wait, can we Elite TM it?
Not currently, but we should be able to when it shows up.
Yeah.
Because I want Nature's Madness over Moonblast...
Any day.
10 days out of the week, dude.
Oh, brother!
So, there you go. I believe we can. Don't hold me to that. Because I'm not 100% sure, but I feel it in my bone. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Hold on. I'm going to go to a Tapu Koko.
Also, I figured out why we're getting Primal Groudon, what's called Weather Week. Because that Spotlight Hour, we're getting Vulpix, Snorunt, Hippopotas, Poliwag, all with double catch XP.
You can Elite TM it on Tapu Koko that doesn't know it. So you should be able to do it for all of them.
Nice.
I would be very surprised if you can't do it for all of them.
Yeah.
So... That is good news.
Hey,
good news.
Good news, everyone.
So, that is March. There's some ongoing content update type things. But we'll cover all that
when
we get to it.
Yeah.
What do you think about some PvP UV me?
Puff
up a UV.
So, do you guys remember how we always told you to put your star piece on? Guess who didn't put their star piece on this past season change?
I wonder if it was you.
It was this guy.
I did it, which is probably you got still more than I did, but...
No, you made it to Ace, right? Well, no, I made it to Vet, so not that much more.
I made it to Vet.
I mean, you were right knocking on the door to Vet.
Yeah, but I also don't care.
Yeah, fair. Yeah,
I know my place.
And like my thumb was doing it, and my brain was like, no, what are you doing? And my thumb touched battle. And I just kind of sat there and just stared at my phone for a few seconds. And I'm like, what? Like,
oh, no.
Could have had my all personal record of high Stardust.
You could have done it to him.
So much for Stardust.
Well, I didn't, and I always get like 165,000. So it's not nothing, but, you know, I'm not getting that, you know, 800,000s. But I am.
See, that's a lot of Stardust.
I am at 1.2 million Stardust.
Yo, there you go.
Because everything is already built.
Yeah, I don't need to build anything.
I'm done building.
Yeah.
Everything now is moves.
I burned a little bit of Stardust today on Dialga's Roar of Time to freeze my daily adventure. So I was like, oh, after that Moltres ran, I was like,
I'm coming after you, boy.
Oh, you can't get away twice.
I feel it. Yeah, I think most of the stuff that I'm doing right now is Pokemon that are built, except for Alligator. I haven't built one yet. Because I didn't TM away frustration on my shadows.
Yeah.
And I have a decently, it's like a 12, 13, 14 shadow. So I'm going to run with that, but not yet.
Oh, also, I finally went through my Sinnoh Cup mons.
Yeah.
I was big upset because of Shinies and Dialga and all that. I caught some really good PvP ones. Like rank 4 Quillfish, rank 5. I was like, what is going on?
There's some good stuff in there if you look.
Yeah.
I haven't looked yet, but. I could.
You should.
I will.
Hey.
Nice. What do we have coming up in GBL next week?
We have Spring Cup and Ultra League. So Ultra League is Pokemon that are 2,500 CP or lower are eligible. And then Spring Cup, so Pokemon that are 1,500 CP or Water, Grass, Fairy-type Pokemon are eligible. And you cannot use Mantine and you cannot use Toxapex. But you can use Pelipper.
Okay.
So I feel like that would be a decent replacement for Mantine. And Toxapex, you can't use him, but you can use Tentacruel.
That's right.
I almost said Jellicent.
Speaking of the top 10 to Cruel, let me tell you some stuff for Spring Cup. Number 1, Galarian Weezing. Number two, Ferrothorn. Number three, Shadow Abomasnow. Number four, Tropius. Number five, Empoleon Shadow. I'm in. Number six, Pelipper. Number seven, Abomasnow. Number eight, Empoleon. Number nine, Shadow Tentacruel. And number 10, Serperior. Honorable mention, which would be, you know, 11, 12. We got 11, Ferrothorn Shadow. Number 12, Tentacruel. And number 13, Trevenant. So there's some interesting picks in here. I will definitely have Shadow Empoleon on my team. I have had so much fun with that thing. And I even shielded and beat a Shadow for Alligator.
Really?
Yeah.
I beat a Bastiodon with a Skarmory today.
Did they not have Rock
I had one shield, but I was like, I am going to Steel Wing you down.
Okay, interesting. What's something you're going to run for Spring Cup?
I really kind of want to make Tentacruel work because like I finally kind of got that Pokemon down, and I have a decent Shadow one.
Okay.
So I kind of want to run that. Maybe Pelipper and something Poison.
Okay. Good moves. Tentacruel actually loses to Pelipper, even shields, so that's a good teammate. interesting rank one win for regular Tentacruel is Shadow Mawile.
What?
And Galarian Weezing.
Oh.
If you use the Shadow instead of the Mawile as your number one win, you will absolutely dominate Abomasnow with a win ranking of 859 out of 1,000. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Both of them pick up Galarian Weezing as a win on the second one. So if I were me, and I am, I'll probably run Gweezing. One of the Tentacruels. I'm not sure which one. Probably regular, because I'm also going to run Shadow Empoleon.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to be really weak to grass. Which I don't know if you can see these rankings.
I'm curious.
There's a lot of grass.
Oh yeah. I'm curious about Lantern.
Dugong. Lantern. Where does Lantern come in?
It's number 24.
Okay.
But the thing is thick.
However, look at its wins and losses. In its top five wins, five water types, because you're running Spark.
Yeah.
Its top five losses, hard to grass. Grass anything.
Yeah. Superior, Abomasnow, Trevenant, who's not even running a fast grass move.
But look at the Superior loss number.
Whew. 132.
It loses with a rank of 132.
Yeah.
A rating of 132. That is Garbogian. Maybe I'll run Superior. You run Lantern, I'll run Superior. Let's do this. We'll fight each other.
I'll probably lose.
So. Early snipage.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting picks in there. Be wary of Tropius because it does pick up a really good win against Serperior because of the flying moves.
Oh yeah, it does have flying. This is gonna be.
This will be interesting.
I have a feeling that this is gonna be a good one.
I'm in. Ultra League. There's a bit of a shakeup because of the new moves. Rank one Registeel XL. Rank two Shadow for Alligator. Rank three Giratina Altered. Rank four Poliwrath XL. 5, Zygarde Complete, 6 for Alligator, 7, Cresselia. You know what? I'm going to say it. Maybe it's because I'm bad at it. I may pass on Cresselia. I just can't. It's another one that just doesn't work for me.
Really? It's super thick.
I've been hard countered a lot
lately,
and that means that I don't get the right practice that I want. number 8, Pidgeot XL, 9, Mandibuzz XL, and number 10, Poliwrath Shadow XL. Followed by the honorable mentions, rank 11, Shadow Registeel XL. Rank 12, Verizon Wireless, dude.
Can you hear me now?
Virizion. And number 13, Tapufini. That could be interesting.
Tapufini.
Shadow for Alligator beats Giratina Altered with a ranking of 666.
Oh, the irony.
Oh, the Iron Wing. All right. So, a little bit about the cups coming up.
So, yeah, sometimes it's a good idea to just get a good PvP one and just hold on to it.
That's right.
Yeah, because I was going through. I do have a Shadow for Alligator. And TM'd the moves away and everything. I'm like, oh, that's
no
a lot
frustration?
Of start. And not, they're good. Nice. Yeah, they both know Hydro Cannon.
I have I have some very solid Shadow. What am I looking at here?
Shadow Boys.
So I have a 13, 13, 12 Totodile Shadow. Croconaw, a 14, 12, 13. However, if I look at my four alligators themselves.
A croc of gnaw.
We do have a Nundo.
Yo.
And I actually have a really good, it was a shiny, I think. A 5-5-14 shiny for alligator. And also a 2-6-11, both shinies. So.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. Nice. But I was definitely not a Totodile keeper.
Yeah, because I wanted it to be good, but it just wasn't.
Just wasn't happening. All right. How is the roundtable single and ready to wingle going?
Ooh. So we have some really good battlers in the tournament.
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
I was drinking. Sorry. I was drinking water.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to win. I didn't.
I beat by 1-0.
I battled. For those that don't know, we do three battles, best out of three wins. And so each Pokemon has three Pokemon. I mean, each battle has three Pokemon for your team. I beat my opponent. I beat one Pokemon.
Out of?
Three battles.
Nice.
Good one job. Pokemon. Like, fainted one Pokemon. And that opponent was Lyle Jeffs the Third. So
possibly, if not the best battler in the world, honestly. Yeah. Like, not even, like, being facetious.
Yeah.
Dude's good.
And he was like, sorry about that. And I'm like, no, I knew what I was getting into.
I let you into my tournament, I guess.
Yeah. So, but I can say, even Lyle has taken the L before. Like,
it's true.
Some GBL, like, it's all right. No
it's
one's unbeatable.
It's not called GBW.
Yeah. Ooh. Go battle.
Go battle win versus go battle yeah. loss.
Go battle. Yeah.
It's league, not weeg.
So, yeah, it's no one is unbeatable. So
that's right.
Yeah. But go in there. Have fun. If you know your Pokemon, I also didn't build really well with this team at all. And I also didn't practice with it at all.
We went over this.
Yeah, I was going to and I didn't. So here we are.
There you have
it. Yeah. So that's single wingle, ready wingle. It's not going great for me. But
dude,
you
I'm killing it right now. I have not had a single loss in this matchup.
So
granted,
you're top seed in the next round.
That's right. So I'm going to fight our bud Sticky Valves. So we'll tell you how that goes next week.
Hey, get him.
So fight me, Sticky. Let's go.
Hey. Also, the 3 days between rounds is pretty nice.
It's better, huh?
Two. Yeah.
Because I was on the bye, and I honestly didn't even know we had started.
Yeah.
You're like, you put your team in. I was like, I just did barely. I built pretty decent, though, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I don't want to give away any teams because you guys haven't battled yet, but there are some Pokemon that if you see them, I'd prepare for them.
Time for fun.
Yeah.
There you go. So luckily, I've got that Pokemon on my team.
Smart.
Very.
Very, because... Pokemon is dangerous.
No one would ever call me da-dumb.
Ah, we'll see you. I see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's a sparse thing. It happens every so often.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There is a quick single and ready to wingle, but...
Feels good to do these again.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah. Oh, also, for future stuff, we've got some good stuff cooking for you guys for our next tournaments.
That's right.
And
you could call me Chef Old Johnny One Ball. Because what we're about to do in the Huge Cup, which you'll see on the Patreon is where we're going to put it. TikTok required too much of a learning curve for me. I'm only as smart as I think I am, and that's not that high. But you will see this meta. We're actually going to run it in the future. But right now, we're going to do a Huge Cup. So we're going to build our teams, battle, and then we'll be back to you shortly. And if you want to see it, go check out the Patreon. We'll be right back.
Hey.
It's four on the floor time. All right, if you want to see those battles for the four on the floor, that's what meta we're going to be running at some point in the future. But we tried it out.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. They were some sweaty matches.
Mm-hmm.
So go check that out on the Patreon if you would like. If you want to join in, we'll be bringing you some more Huge Cup every week and some more stuff. Not maybe every week, but pretty close. Pretty close. But before we shut down the PvP UV me section, I have a team of the week. What are you? Do you have a team of the week?
Just the team I've been using for GBL, which has been pretty fun. So Shadow, Dragonite,
nice.
Skarmory, and Whiscash.
Interesting. That Skarmory Whiscash core is nasty.
It's pretty good. And I was like, I need something that's just like really oppressively annoying in the front.
Are you doing Shadow or regular?
Shadow Dragonite. That's it.
Okay. Not Shadow Whiscash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shadow Dragonite does lose to Shadow Dragonair, though. In a 1-on-1 match.
Because of Dragon Tail versus Dragon Breath?
They both have Dragon Breath, but I think Dragon Nair is just a little bit beefier. So, because I've fought multiple, like in a just straight Dragon Breath match, and I always end up losing that.
Interesting.
So I'm like, huh.
Understood, we're just Dragon Breathing matches.
Yeah.
I love those.
Dragon. I'm like, who's going to make it? Who's going to make it? Or like, then they try to swap, and I'm like, oh, I've got two superpowers, and I'm sacrificing this thing.
Good stuff.
So.
I've been running a Shadow Gliscor, Shadow Empoleon, and then I've been waffling between a few Pokemon and the closer. Registeel still works. I have used Tapu Fini in the lead with the other two Pokemon. I've been doing that.
Tapu Fini now.
Yep. And then every once in a while throwing in Cresselia. I've got a few of them to use under CP 1500, but I haven't quite gotten the hang of them yet. Because I've gone this entire time up until those level 15 legendaries came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just never have used a Cresselia in Great League. I've used it in Ultra League, and it works just fine. But I've never used it in Great League. And so I'm learning its nuances, and it's taken some time. But could be good. But Shadow Empoleon and Shadow Gliscor really are oppressive.
Oh, yeah.
I would run a Shadow Gligar. Which is good.
If I had one.
I got plenty. I got plenty of good Shadow Gliscor family.
Yeah.
But something about Shadow Gliscor really just works for me. So that's what I've been using. That's Team of the Week. Anything else with UV Me before we shut that portion down?
I think that is it. Keep an eye out on regionals. Speaking of regionals, for our local Denver friends. I'm a Pokemon professor now.
Dude, what a nerd.
Yeah. So we can host, play Pokemon events.
That's right.
So I want to make sure I'm doing everything right. But yeah, it's official. Like fish.
Oh, official. Nice. It's official, dude.
Official.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So something in the works that we're working on.
Yeah.
and that is it for UV Me. I got a new roundtable challenge for you. You ready to hear it?
Oh, hang on. Wait. Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, he's ready. The roundtable challenge for this current version of it is called Spring into Spring. We are coming up on spring, which is a great season in Denver. Could still snow, but it's nice outside. So, for the roundtable challenge, Spring into Spring, defeat any Rocket member. That could be a Grunt, a Leader, a Giovanni, doesn't matter. But they have to be considered mech Pokemon. What is a mech Pokemon, you ask? Well, that's a great question. And the answer to that is this. A mech... you heard with purred.
With purred. That question is this.
That question is now coming. So a mech Pokemon would be any Pokemon that you deem non-animalistic, non-nature, non-natural, non-humanoid. Probably the biggest and baddest example, Metagross. That is a thing.
Magnemite.
That is Magnemite. Magnezone. Yeah. I'm looking at a nose pass right now. These are not people or animals or nature. These are things.
Just stop. Klefki.
Klefki. Kling clang.
Kling clang.
Kling clang. Clang. Kling clang. Any mech Pokemon. So it's up to you. I mean, clearly, like, Gardevoir is not a mech. Mewtwo is not a mech. The Tapus are not mechs. They're still nature, quote unquote, nature.
Rotom.
Mech.
Yeah, because it's just...
things that are not naturally occurring that generally lead towards inorganic.
Yeah.
There we go. Inorganic. So, like...
Voltorb.
Voltorb. Hisuian Voltorb. Those
things.
Are things. So, spring into spring, defeat any Rocket member with a quote-unquote mech Pokemon.
Shuppet.
Paranormal?
Oh, okay, yeah. Because it's...
Yeah, because, like, Gengar is not really an animal or it's a shadow. So, like, we're excluding paranormal.
Yeah. So, no Chuppets, even though it is based off a doll. Don't do it.
That's right. What's the big Hercules-looking one? Golurk.
Oh.
That's a dude.
It's a...
Golette. That's a little dude.
Yeah. A golem.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking through some Pokemon here. Pawmi. That's an animal. Dialga. Animal-like.
Horse-like, yeah.
Beldum. Definitely not a thing. Or definitely a thing. I mean, a lot of these are animals. Well, everything I've caught today. Bidoof. Not... a thing. Grimer and Muk, I would consider more paranormal.
It's like stuff, not
Roggenrola and its family. Those are things.
Yeah.
It's
just a boulder? It's a rock. Pioneers used to ride these buildings.
I'm trying to find another thing in the Tangela, it's kind of a thing. Like Chinchou, Blitzel, Lickitung, Helioptile, Joltik. Those aren't things. Voltorb, that's a thing.
That's straight up a thing.
So, check it out. Deem what you deem things and non-nature, and do the spring into spring.
Litwick?
Paranormal.
Okay, yeah.
Also a candle.
Like thing?
Yeah,
but... it's a ghost. Yeah.
Paranormal.
Because I'm like looking around the room, I'm like, what else do we have around here?
Yeah, like Lickitung, it's animalistic versus a Voltorb. That is a ball.
Yeah, it is. It's a Pokeball. Like, you can still walk up into the original games.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, is this a thing? Oh, it's a Voltorb.
Yeah, like I'm looking at my top ones. Mewtwo, animalistic-ish. Palkia, that's a horse. Garchomp, it's a shark. Metagross, thing. Melmetal. Thing.
No, absolutely a thing. You know what? I want Melmetal to be relevant again.
Metal sound. What's that move that just came out?
Yeah,
it doesn't have it yet.
Yeah.
But I was listening to GoCast, and they were doing their entire five host episode.
Oh, the big show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Lachlan brought up the fact that Melmetal, being a pure steel type, could learn that metal move. That metal fast move.
Yeah.
Because right now it does not have that. It only has Thundershock.
Thundershock. I like Thundershock.
Heatran. Probably more of a thing.
It's like a potato with legs.
Yeah. And we eat things like potatoes. also, trying to find another one that's like down the list here. Nihiligo. That's a jellyfish.
That's a jellyfish.
But
if Stack Attacker was in the game, that's a building.
It is. That is a thing.
Also, I think we talked about it last time, but my love for Krogunk when Arceus was just going mad and he punches the thing and then Heatran does it too. And he like blasts and Krogunk's like, I got this, guys.
I got this.
Like, he's just squaring off with legendaries like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. Yeah, so it's up to you what the thing is. Reginald Gigas, that's a thing. The Regis, maybe built after things that occur in nature. Those are things, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to look at Registeel and tell me...
Drago and Aleki?
Yeah, especially Aleki.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Conkeldurr. That's a... It
looks like a clown to me.
Okay, it's a clown. Blacephalon, a clown. Also not in the game. Genesect? That is a true mech.
Yeah, that's...
Genesect might be your best option
here. That could be a Zoid.
You know what? I'm going to say it. Hot take. Zoids are cool.
Zoids are so neat.
Except I want to build them as like model kits.
Yeah.
Too expensive for my taste.
Really? Also, hashtag, why has nobody rebooted Zoids? They rebooted everything else. Bring back Zoids. I don't know. Old man yells at Cloud. Bring back Zoids.
Maybe. Dude. Niantic and Zoids. I'm onto a $1,000 idea here before it gets shut down.
We could literally make multiple dollars.
dozens of them. So there you go. Hundo Hunter. Anything from the Hundo Hunter? Also, fun fact for the people in our Discord, I did rename Hundo Hunter 23 to Hundo Hunter 24. So instead of losing a few months of progress, we'll just change the name and move on. Keep playing the game.
Party on. So,
anything for your hundos from the last week?
So we got that. When I was checking, I was like, oh, Bonsly. No, last week we talked about that.
Yeah, you got the Bonsly.
Yep, the Bonsly, the Growlithe, and the Quillfish.
Yeah, nothing like, in the last like calendar week?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. I did get a Joltik from the Charged Up Research Day. That was awesome. And that's the end of that.
Nice.
What about my Zero Academia?
Nothing in my Zero, unfortunately.
It do be also nothing.
Yeah.
But we have a new roundtable competition. This one is called Jimbo's Shadow Realm.
You're going to the Shadow Realm, Jimbo.
Well, it looks like you're going to the Shadow Realm, Jimbo. All right. You need to catch a Pokemon with the stats 4 attack, 2 defense, 0 HP. Show us that. You will win. Now, it has to be caught after the release of this episode. Because otherwise, I'm sure we could all find something. But you have to catch a new Shadow Pokemon as of release this episode, which is March. Well, we're recording on March 5th.
It'll be out March 7th.
Okay. So after March 7th, 4 attack, 2 defense, 0 HP. That is how you win Jimbo's Shadow Realm. You ready to get weird?
Always.
I got a question for you. The question of the week, even. Which Pokemon would you want to have another form?
Like Mega Evolution?
Doesn't matter. New form.
Ooh.
You want a Pawmy with a Mohawk? Or do you want what everyone wants is Charizard Z? Those are two different levels of cool.
Pawmy with a Mohawk. The answer, my gut tells me to say, yes, I do want Charizard Z because I love Charizard, my boy.
I'm hoping with you.
Yeah. But I want Feraligatr to get another form.
Okay.
I feel like
he has a true crocodile form? Yeah. Like a Skeledirge shape.
Yeah, like, and then make it like part dragon too. Like dope. Whatever it is. Like,
oh, dude, like Leviathan from the Bible.
Yo.
That'd yeah.
Be dope. Because like a bunch of other Pokemon I've gotten stuff. And true. Like, Feraligatr's got no love.
So. Fair. I'm gonna go because of its general physical squishiness. Not necessarily it is a squishy Pokemon. Give me another form of Melmetal.
Oh, they have the G-Max Melmetal.
I know, but like
super like it's like JT level. It's like super long arms.
I can reach the ground from the roof.
From standing.
But like, wouldn't another like standard form of Melmetal just be cool?
Yeah.
Or its ability to like shape shift?
Yeah. Or like, because like there was like rumors when Melmetal was first like being introduced in the game. They're like, oh yeah, like it can like combine with the armor. So the armored Pokemon are coming back, and I'm like,
I take it all back. I don't care what the Pokemon is.
Yeah.
It needs to be able to wield the sword and shield Pokemon. The
Zamazenta and
Zamazenta. No, the one from that generation.
Oh, Aegislash.
It needs to be able to wield Aegislash.
That'd be pretty cool. Is Melmetal... It's a thing, so it's not...
Yeah, it's a thing.
Because if you hold the blade of Aegislash,
it takes your soul. Your,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think that'll happen.
Aren't they from the same gen?
Yes.
That's a good question, I know. I got a Melmetal right here. Pokedex tells me nothing. Well, there you have it. Huh. I've learned nothing. Yeah, something that wields Aegislash, whether it's the heroes.
But like even with that, you can do like a form A change too, like with Reshiram and Kyurem do that.
Yeah.
You give them the thing and it like wields it. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, something that could wield Aegislash would be a dope version.
You'd have like a signature move like Slash of Ages.
Is that it? Yeah.
It's like a
cut.
It's a fighting steel move.
Cut. HMs are back, baby.
HM1, let's go.
Yeah, I would probably do something that could wield those two.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
But what do we know about Galar? Go doesn't have that.
Galar? What's Galar?
Galar, I know her. Nice.
All I know is Paldea and the Alola.
That's true. It's too rainy in England. We don't need that gen.
Yeah.
It's too many bridges.
Yeah. In wild areas.
It's too big.
Bring me Dragapult. Do it.
I feel like Dragapult will be busted in Master League,
though.
He's so
good. I'm ready.
I don't know.
Also, Stondurner, because the thing is just neat.
I have a shiny one in Scarlet.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that happened. I think I was in the area with a rock sandwich or something, and then it just immediately...
Huh.
I don't know. I've got one.
Yeah.
You won't know it, though.
Limited. I think that's a goofy Pokemon.
It is.
And
I'm into
a fan
it.
Of it.
Could you imagine if you were a fan? A stone fan? He doesn't move. Power's been on. Yeah. So, we want to know what Pokemon you want to have another form.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. You ready to shutter this thing down, Leo?
Island style.
Nice. All right. Well, if you want to listen to our friends, you know where to find them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know where to find them, ask us and we'll tell you. And then you tell them the Round Table Idiots sent you.
Do it. Like that's one right. to ten out, you do it.
It's true. We got some cool stuff coming up for you. We are in the works. We have had some cool planning sessions lately. Bring you some dope new things. And
we should have another planning session with IHOP.
Dude, I'm in.
Yeah.
I like IHOP.
Same. Severe lack of breakfast food in my life as of late. Whose fault is that? Mine.
You're an adult.
I am participating in my own problem.
Nobody said you couldn't have pancakes every night.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
My digestive tract might not like that, but...
Kodiak. Get some fiber.
Oh.
It may not still like it.
Oh, still not going to like
it. It'll feel better on the end.
But there are no rules.
There's no rules. All right. Go listen to our friends. They have great shows as well. I think that's it. You have anything to tell the people?
Yes. If you're going to go out hunting,
don't lose all your balls in one place.
See you around.